AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. House approves a bill that would extend the debt limit and government spending.
It was a strict party line vote with House Democrats approving the package.
The yeas are 220 and the nays are 211.
It would provide disaster relief funding to storm-hit communities and aid to Afghan refugees, along with suspending the federal debt limit to avert a shutdown this month, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says.
Addressing the debt limit is about protecting the full faith and credit of the United States, which founders wrote into the Constitution.
But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell accuses Democrats of overspending.
More debt, more borrowing, and more inflation on the shoulders of American families.
Although Democrats note they agreed to raise the debt limit three times during the Trump administration. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Democrats in the Senate need at least 10 Republicans to back the measure. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says a default by the federal government could lead to the loss of millions of jobs and trillions of dollars in the stock markets. Gabby Petito was killed by another person, a Wyoming coroner concluded, while also confirming that the human remains found recently at Grand Teton National Park were those of the 22-year-old woman who disappeared last month. The search continues in a swampy Florida preserve area near Brian Laundrie's Northport, Florida home. Laundrie had returned to his parents' home 3 weeks ago without Petito. Police in Hallandale Beach, Florida, a suburb of Fort Lauderdale, say a man shot and killed two people in a Wendy's drive-thru early this morning before killing himself. Investigators say the man had been in a 2-year relationship with one of the victims, who ended it recently because of his violence. He apparently rammed his vehicle into hers while she was in the drive-thru. He then got out and fired at the woman and her passenger. He was found dead nearby. This is AP News. The United Nations has a bit of a dilemma. There are two people demanding to address a General Assembly for Afghanistan. AP's Mike Gracia has this.
The Taliban, Afghanistan's new rulers, have informed the United Nations they want their representative to speak at the General Assembly. A UN spokesman says Secretary General Antonio Guterres received a communication last week from currently accredited Afghan Ambassador Ghulam Ikhzakzai listing Afghanistan's delegation for the General Assembly's 76th session. But Monday, another letter arrived from the Taliban, saying Ikhzakzai no longer represents Afghanistan. The Taliban is nominating Mohammad Suhail Shaheen as Afghanistan's new UN representative. Afghanistan is scheduled to give the final speech on the closing day of the General Assembly on September 27th. I'm Mike Gracia.
A top Southern Baptist Convention committee agrees to fund a third-party investigation into its handling of sexual abuse allegations. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.